Yesterday we discussed, so you have Tocha. And the Flama Zion and Aleph, the Gemara says, Lo Shonu Ela Al Gabo, Avo Tocha Osur. And this distinction between Al Gabo and Tocha, Bishlam Al Hagzir Tana. Hayad Shonu Ben Tocha Al Gabo. What does that mean? Because Rashi has his sheet, the Matan Beremes with Tablet Hatmanam. But according to everybody else, the reason why Hakzara is Much, why Tocha is Muchama by Hakzara, because of a greater Nirik and Mavasha consideration. But as far as the Shemi Chata Begacholim, the Chora, we don't find much difference between Tocha and Al-Gabra. That's what we spoke about. That's how we pass in La Halacha. Fine. Relevant to the war midrash of yesterday. Fine. As a matter of fact, the Kri criterion is found in the Mishnah Brura, which you should look at right now on this Mishnah, when the Chava quotes the Siv Beis. A Tocha is also, Chava just quoting the Gemara. Siv Beis. Tocha is also. There's the Mishnah Brura, Sukkot Nun Ches. It's four lines from the bottom here. The Kevin Shumamah, the Tocha, Kederach, Shemavashah, Batodin, Nirik, and Mavashah, Raj Baran. Spoke with this yesterday, that even though the Rashi and the Ran on Nirik and Mavashah, and even in regular Havzara, the Ramah may be a Shem Yechata man, we had Rias from the we call the Sudaran, the Miyuchas Laran, even though he's a Shem Yechata man, as the Ramah is, he still says that Tocha is Mochama because of Nirik and Mavashah. So if that was not relevant to the war, which, so far so good. It's Chazara a little bit from the end of yesterday's sheet. Good. Now, a number of important points exist. Take a look, if you will, in Shin Yud Ches Sivkotn Tzadi Dalet. Mishnah Brura. Shin Yud Ches Tzadi Dalet. Okay. Talks here about Keneged Amadura. You have to be far away. That's the rush we saw yesterday. Let's see. What if it is the Duras Eitzim is Betoch Atanur? Can't put anything there. Even if you're married, it's asked for an Adura. Can't be Shemokha Shiatza Lesbo. Lo Gori Masha Mavura Besim and Shin Reish Nan Gimel Dos Lachnis Kedera Lakira. Kshayna Guru, Kshayna Gurufa. Do I feel him ain't a mamid of Samach Lesh? Oh. Ach. Ain't a mamid of Sakadeir, ala karka satanur, kiyim ala eze kli a mafsik, oz yesh lahokil, u kanal besim reishn and gimel, siv gimel. Okay. Reishn and gimel, siv gimel, you know, it's only mutter by hafzara, and not by hanocha. Okay. Take a look here in the Sharatzi in Kuf Yud Ches. He's not sure that it works. Why shouldn't it work? So it all starts with a Mogan Avraham here in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sivkot and Chav Beis. I guess you please open up there. See what it says. Reish Nun Gimel Mogan Avraham Sivkot and Chav Beis. V'daf Gal Gavol Atoch Aser. Sure. Says the Mogan Avraham. V'disaser Beis Yosef Shmamina. The sphere that I feel the tolak they will talk aber akira shari lo mikri tocha elak she yoshev lemata bekarkes akira can cause of a bach. Where do you see that? With the sus on Rabbi Yosef. He didn't say anything. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So the best place to look, of course, is the Mefarshim. The Prima Godim says, as opposed to the Levush, Tol Chalal Akira Aser, Avshe Eino Gatz Bekarka Akira. That's what he's coming against the Levush. Says the Machza Shekel. What's the Loma? Shekdera Rechova Lamalo Ktsaro Lamata. Funny kind of a Kedera. Via Dezeh. Lamata Shekhtsaro Nichnas Latocha Tanur. Avak Tzeh Elyon. Shurachav. Eno Nichnas Latocha Tanur. So part is in and part is out. Vitola Bavir. By a day there, ain't shuli akadir and nogim betachtiyos ha-tanur. So the bab does not touch, or the pot doesn't touch the bottom of the tanur. Okay, fine. Lafuki, yeah. Poskim the sfirlo the gam kagav the mikri. Probably a typo here. It says hatmana. The side it says mikri tocha. Elam ken akadir rechov lamata asher ena nichos klal. They talk Atanur, Yoshev the Malos was Atanur. Omidev Kisyov be Atanur of the Meshwek, which is what Rashi said. So Rashi says it has to be totally out. And these poskim say, even if it's half in and half out, it's still considered Al Gab, but not considered to be Toch. But it's very complicated because it's two separate considerations. One is it must have touched the bottom, and one is it must be totally in. And they don't go together. It can touch the bottom of it and not totally in, part of it sticks out. And it could not touch the bottom and be totally in. It's hanging from the shelf somewhere. So the fact that these things are put together is a little bit complicated, Rabbi Saifon. It's not clear which is the real criterion to define what's considered Toch, what's considered Al-Gab. Everyone follow what I'm saying? It's not completely clear, even if they're seeing all this, what the definition is. I want to come back to this maybe next week to talk about the details of what's considered Toch from that perspective. But before we get this, I have to show you. I can show it to you in the Mishnah Berurah because he quotes it directly verbatim in the Shulta Giborin. This is back in Mishnah Gimel. The also in Akiros. That was the third from the last line. Reishon Gimel Nunches. We can read that for. Also in Akiros, Sheinam Toch Bechalal, Elehim Pshutos. Betochen begabon echot mutul haxel them. They are them shem toch. The verbatim quotation of the Shulta Gibor. But no one knows what he's talking about. The bottom, he says in the bottom, I entered the mucha kemoshe takno atam. So I made a mistake. Obviously, he added something which is not in the Shulta Gibor. And he says it's mucha. Whenever he says mucha, he's not mucha, right? So I mean, you know, I mean, someone could argue. Let's take a look at the Shulta Gibor. With the Shulta Giborim, Yud Zayin Amud Beis in the old print, end of Sifkot and Aleph. The old print is Yud Zayin Amud Beis, end of Sifkot and Aleph. It's in the old print. Let's see the new print. I think it's page Nun. Yeah, Nun, the end of Aleph, Loshen Riyaz. Umuto, you have in the old one. It's also Loshen Riyaz. Umuto lahavzeh atash al gabah b'madmurim al gabah v'tochol lo yavzeh afapishi guf ektumah v'nira beinah shelo osu lahafil lo osu lahavzeh v'tochol lekvikira sheish la toch b'chalal ki ein tanur aval akira shalom shein pshutos v'ein lehem toch b'chalal hare tochol v'al gabah echod. Umuto lahafzeh bo viagabo. What? Stop right here. What are you talking about? What is he saying? What's the case? The word viagabo, you notice, is in brackets. Makes it trickier. What's the case? What is the case? Tocha viagabo echad. Tocha viagabo. What do you mean? Tocha viagabo echad. Why? The pshutos. Elam chal. Tocha. Wait a second. If there's no toch, what do you mean toch is echad? There is no toch. Well, how do you understand the words? Huh? Let's read the Mishnah. So what did he add to Mishnah Berurah? He added a few words. Also, the kirshen lem toch v'chalal elahem pshutos v'toch v'gabon echad. Right? That's so far the words. Mutal achzalem. Why? He adds a word. The ein alem shem toch. The ein aleim. There is a toch, but it's not called a toch. Well, is it a toch or is it not a toch? Well, it's a toch. It's no shame toch. Well, what do you mean? I'm not sure what it means. And Frank, I'm not sure why it's true. He just got through saying that what? Why is toch aser? Shemame the toch kederchem bevashem batadir. Nirekem bevashem. Who cares? If there's only one way to do it, that's the way, that's called Nirekem Avashla in that particular Kira. So why in fact is it? What's going on over here? That's my question. What's flying? It's hard to understand what the Shulchan Aruch is really driving at. It's hard to know. There are Mishula. There's a steer Menei Obey. That's my kasha. And we'll see. In Nun Ches, on one hand he says, whatever's Mavashla Batadir is awesome. Then he turns around and says, these things which is Tokh Gavin Echot, Mutlas, why? That's the Dev Mavashla Batadir. Elim Shem Tokh, who cares? Well, the only goal is in the Shem Tokh. If the Pshat is that it's flat, then it's not considered Tokh at all. It's Pshita, it's Al Gaba. So the answer may be that the typical Kira has, you know, a fire at the bottom and can I hear that, please? Now you know what the real purpose of these things. There's a Kira. You want to see? So the Al-Gaba's mutter, but Tocha is also. Follow me? Imagine that. The Kira is the pot's in here. The pot's in here, it's also because it's hitting the bottom, it's not sticking out, can eat two possible criteria I told you about, right? It can hit the bottom and stick out, and it can not hit the bottom and not stick out. That's we're not sure exactly before what's going on. But we have a different kind of a Kira. It's flat. It's like this. Two sides. It's flat. If it's flat, the talk of a Gaba Echad. And therefore what? It's Mutter. Why it's not, on a simple level, it means it's not encased in anything. Some of Farshim explain to Shulchan Aruch, it's only partially encased. Things stick out. Things stick out. We said before, that may be mutter. Not completely clear, but it's not a Meshem Toch, because it's not, that's not supposed to be completely enclosed and lowered into that cavity completely. Again, it's not totally clear. But let's go. Right. Now, why exactly is Tocha more chomer than Agaba? So we said before, this is a greater degree of Nirek and Mavasha. Now that may be true, but what are the facts surrounding this Tocha? So Ramban speaks about it. Here we go. Okay? Rashi is Shver. This is Remetz. That's that Hatmona story. Okay. Fine. Chazor Chomer V'Tocha Mishum the Nafish Havla. V'nirek emavashal v'shabes afal pi shagor v'katom. That's the answer. Nafish havla. So that's the case. The Shulchan Aruch could be right. What is the nafish havla if it's surrounded on five sides? Right? Everything but the top is surrounded. Maybe it's even the top. It's placed into a... That's how they saw the picture in the fancy Mishnah Brewers. It's put inside. It's surrounded on all six sides. Nafish Havle, it's intense heat. As opposed to Al-Gaba, where it's open to the air, heat is not so intense. That's the push shot in the Shulchan Gibarim. Kira Pshuta, if it's Pshuta, even though it's the normal way. So again, when the Mishnah Brewer said in the Nunches, it's only us if it's the Derech Mavashim Batadir, that's a necessary but insufficient condition to answer it. it also has to be encased. And if it's the next line, if it's not encased, then it would be permissible even if that is a normal way to cook. Yeah.
Rabbi said all 6 sides. Rabbi meant mamish all 6 sides, or 5 sides would be enough.
Okay. The picture I saw, I thought it was open, but the picture I saw had it putting in. I'm not sure how. I don't know. I always thought 5. The picture had 6. It was in it something on top. You just put it in this, like arrows. Put it in, so it goes 6 sides. We'll get the R over, we'll get to it a little bit later. But then another pshat. This is the Noruch HaShulchan. We'll come back to Ramban a little bit later. The Noruch HaShulchan is quite remarkable. If you can figure the Noruch HaShulchan out. The tochel or mikri like shuli akdera or medes al shuli akira. I'm sharing the gas for shuli akira after rov akdera betoch akira. Vinechas barocha v'shabo milamalag begabe akira. So mikri al gavu or muta. Now wait a second. Again, he has 2 considerations. I'm going to have rum, but the same 2 considerations, right? Is it all in? Is it touching the floor? He doesn't say. So if it's all in and touching the floor, it's awesome. If it's not all in and not touching the floor, it's mutter. What about either or? The middle case. I don't know now. I know I'm not going to run another either. But watch this now. Fine. Uvehen leko al gabon. There is no al gabon. V'tomen ma'midin v'tochon leko chiluk b'zeh v'toch avik al gabon. Zeh kavonat hashul de givorim. What did he just say? What did he say? Sounds like he's saying in the olden days they would do it one of 2 ways. They'd either put it in or put it on. But in our oven, we only put it in as a status of on. That's what it sounds like he's saying. If there are 2 different ways to do it, and you do it the Mohammedic way, we answer it. If there's only 1 way to do it, we don't answer it. Is that how you read it? That's how I read it. How else can you read this Aruch HaShulch? How do you read it? One more time. Tanurim shalana shedinah kakira kama shizbar. Uvehen leka al gabon. There's no al gabon. Petal marina betocha. So I would say, it's awesome. No. Like a chilek vazeh betocha avik al gabon. That's what shizbar means. That's what he meant. We read again the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes it verbatim. Os nakira shen betocha v'chalal aleim shudas betocha v'gabon echa. Mutal ha'achza lehen de'en aleim shem toch. Those 4 words could be what the Baruch HaShulchan means. It's only a top one, there's an alternative. That could be. Now, why is this relevant? Pulling out the safe. I told you about it a few times. Safe Hilchot Shabbos Rabbi Shimon Eider, Ma'ashom. That's what Rabbi Moshe calls him. It's the original. So again, Rabbi Shimon Eider was a Talmud in our yeshiva. Then he went to learn in Lakewood. It was close to Rabbi Aaron Kotler. And this was printed in 1974. Couple of years ago, Rabosa. I didn't know the only one. And it's printed, you see, in English on top with a rather old fashioned typewriter on the bottom. Very ridiculous. So I'm going to read you from, he quotes it from Rabban Kotler. He quotes quite a number of things from his Rebbe, Rabban Kotler. Tuf, Kuf, Samach, Gimel. We'll look up later on in this beautiful Sefer. It's downstairs in the Beis Medrash. It's on page 354. Don't panic. It started on page. What's on page? First page in the book is page 201. Because he had first. This is volume 2. Volume 1 was all the malachas until Toche. Oh. He started Toche, then he has Lush, then he has Ofer, which is us. I'll read you what he said close for a bar cut. Shemati b'shem Rav Aaron Kotler, shel tanurim shelano mutal lahachzer. You can put it in the oven. The tamo the ikur bishul shalem hoya betocho in the olden days. Lefichach Yosef Mirzik and Mevashem betocho me'al gabav. There were two choices. I'm trying to read it. Mashege b'shalonu al gabav hukemo betocho. I got an impression that he didn't mean that there is no Al-Gabon. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. It's that there is no Al-Gabon. It doesn't exist. I thought the Baron meant there is an Al-Gabon. You know what that's called? The range on top. Every oven, certain in the Baron's time, there was an oven in the, you know, an enclosure in the oven, and on top is a range. Is that the right word, range? What else do you use?
I don't know what it means.
Is that the same thing you put in the frying pan?
What was it? Start again?
It's the thing you put in the frying pan?
That's a stove.
Yeah. Stove. Yeah. Stove, okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. Stove. There's an oven, and there's a stove on top. For a barn, apparently holds. There's no difference between the oven and the stove. You cook in the oven, you cook in the stove. It's all the same thing. He's the Aruch HaShulchan said, there's no way to cook on top. He says, the way on top is the same as inside. L'fichach hita l'hachza v'tocha v'tnoi chazara. Rav Moshe says no. We have to go to Rav Moshe that there is a tzitzasa betocha. Brackets. Tam or Rabbi Adgor and Kotlas Atzal hitach azar below blech betocha tanur kevan shekisu es hakaftorim shemehem magbiim ha'esh v'ldatu ikad din ablech. Rav Barnhold, that I told you before, against everybody else, ikar is the knobs. Ask Rabbi Eider against his holy Rebbe. Lo avin, hanicha l'inyan shehiya, mani kisui la kaftarim the groove of k'tuma l'shehiya b'shem gzer the shem yichat the kaftarim v'chusna l'gdem shalach lachos. Aval gabi chazara the groove of k'tuma kama shem birzik and mevashal binan hekad b'guf ho'esh. Veich mani kisui la kaftarim l'zeh. Tzorach yin gol l'sh Rebbe Rav Aaron. What do you do with the nerek and mevashal part? Yeah. What? No. He has no answer. You give an answer.
Nobody asked him alive.
Don't ask me questions. I'm telling you, no answer. My answer, simple answer is, Rav Aaron didn't hold from the Rikam of Asher. He held like us, fundamentally. We thought, now we're discussing over here, Hachzara, not Hanoch. We thought that Hachzara is really not us because of the Rikam of Asher. Like the Balamor and the Tarsus of Rosh and the Pseudo Ran and all made that distinction between Hachzara and Hanocha. So I thought that's what Rav Aaron held. And by the way, I believe the Chazal Ish also held that way. We'll get chapter, Mr. Brewer is covering all bases. He throws in both reasons, Direkim Bavashel, Shemi Yachata. Take a stand, man. They took a stand. It's only because of Nirik, only because of Shemi Yachata. And Shem Echad, they covered it off. The Gemara. That's my pshat in Rabbar. Yeah.
The Aruch Shulchan clearly doesn't hold that way.
Aruch Shulchan, I don't want to say. Who? Aruch Shulchan is a cooler. Aruch Shulchan is a cooler. It's a bigger cooler. Rabbar is enough to cover the knobs. He doesn't go into this over here. But Kitz and Nimritz, Rabbosai, what with a crackpot? This is halacha l'maisa mamish. People take the thing off and they put it right back in. Why they take it off? Well, it's a question of magus. We'll get to that later down the road. You're not supposed to. So what do? They take it out and they put it back in. What do you mean? Put it back in? Tochas also before she gemara, before she mechabes.
What do people make out?
Insert. Okay. When I got married, Shonim Kadmonius, I got a wedding gift called a crock pot. It was a brand new thing there, but it was one piece. Remember those one piece things they have? They still have? Nah, they still have? Antiques. Mm-hmm. Now, every crockpot these days is a two piece.
Maybe you take, clean.
Yeah, you take it out. So the people take it out, raid the children, stir it, whatever, and then they put it back on Friday night. My opinion is not allowed. Not allowed. But to avoid that problem, instead of a crockpot, which is surrounded on all sides, we have a slow cooker, which is just flat. Then it would be allowed. Now, my wife never allowed it. So she never let them put a piece of tinfoil over the crock pot to make it b'chusa. So therefore, when my kids wanted to raise the children on Friday night, which I did many, many years, many, many Friday nights, that would be Mekel. But that we saw before the rush. There were other Kvarnik Shabbos! There were Machmir! My kids had Shul 4 times. They called Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech. They would raid the Shul in camp. They'd raid the Shul on Friday afternoon. That was Avraham. Then they raided Friday night. That was Yitzchak. Then they'd eat it, whatever else they ate it, at lunch. And whatever was left was David Malka Mashiach. That was Malav Malka. That's how it was over there, all the years. And in my house, they didn't get, but Avraham wasn't ready yet, so they couldn't raid it. Yitzchak, whatever they call it, they raided, but my wife would, there was no blech, so they couldn't take it off. Because there were other burning Shabbos, there were machmir, to have cholent, even though they're cool, they took things out of the pot while it's still on the fire, which the poskim say really shouldn't do. I'm neighbor to the smut, if there's no blech. This went on for years in my house. True confessions. Not me, I wasn't garrison. We would go to sleep, and then like a Leon Novik in the middle of the night and drank up the kosher Leon. In the middle of the night, some of the children went from here to here. We don't know, but I never knew how it happened. Rabbi son. So it seems to me that according to me, I think I'm the standard shot, the crack, but should be also to put back as Tocha. But if the Aruch HaShulchan is right, there's only one way. Right? If a Baron is right, that also only. Rabban is a bigger maker. Even if there are two ways, it's only one way. So call the Rebbe Bimutta. So, even though I think it's also, but others say it's what?
Covered,
back then? No, I won't cover knobs. The show is more than half cooked before Shabbos started. You know, you don't do anything. Yeah.
Wasn't the basis of Rabban's far up the fact that since there is Tocha and there is Gabo,
and they're both equal, you can't cook at the top of a crack pot.
Right, so something. So wouldn't it, how would it then apply to the crack pot? Meaning,
since you can't cook on top, so.
No, the whole premise of the shita was that you do cook on top, or you cook on the stove, on top of the stove. No, and he said there was no chiddush.
You're saying that Rav Aaron would argue with Yerach Hashulchan. I thought Rav Aaron was a bigger chiddush than Yerach Hashulchan. In other words, if the tzad hashavashem, there are two ways, right? And one's the main way, one's not the main way. Here he said they're both the main way. So if it's the only way, kavah chomeshim mutter. That's why I understood Rav Aaron. That's how I understood it. Now we go back to the Ramban Rebbe. So I told you yesterday, the coming attractions, and I told you it's going to shake up the whole world. Here it is. We're now ready to shake up the whole world.
If you ready, if one were to put a piece of tin foil around the whole crock pot, like on the inside line.
Wouldn't help, because Tocha. Tocha is also no matter what. Okay, can they really? Watch this now. Umetzasi birishalmi. Rav Chelbo, the same person. Lo shonu ela oleha, we call it al-gaba. Avala tocha, lo. Ad ikon, we say it in our language, ad heicha. Oma ula ad shlosha. Rav Muna omer ad mokam she'osa charitz. What in the world do these things mean? What in heaven's name do these things mean? What do the words mean? Let's see what the Ramban is shouting in the words. Let's finish the quotation. Om Rav Yossi Bambun Meshu Shalit B'mokom Shayat Sholetetz Bo. I can't call the Yerushal. Call it to argue. Upirish. The Ula Savar Ad Shlosha Tfachim Ba'om Kel Shal Kira Nikra Aleo Mutter. Those kiras are pretty high. Take a crack pot. The whole crack pot is not 3 tefachim high. I don't think. 3 tefachim is like 10 inches. Is that high?
Yeah.
It is, yeah? You can put 3 tefachim into a crack pot? Yeah, okay, good. So what is he going to say? Till 3 tefachim would be okay, but then a crack is going to be awesome because it's going to fall down 4 tefachim. Okay. That's his pshat. Here's his pshat. Rav Muna Matir Ad Malkam Charitz She'osim Bekira. There was a charit somewhere there. They would put a... There was a kira. Can I have your hat for a second? Hats have a purpose, I keep saying. Okay? You see this hat? They would make a charit. Oh, I see here. It says on it... Fernanda Rosh Sevilla, 1885. It's pretty old hat. Okay. So there's a charitz here. There's a little. They make a little on the side so that the pot does not hit the bottom. That's how they cook. The pot does not hit the bottom. So until the charitz is okay, because it doesn't hit the bottom. Thank you again. That's how you understand it. Now watch this now. Umefarash Rav Yosi Tama de Rav. Who's Rav? Om Rav Chelba Rav Anan B'Shem Rav. We call Rav Chelba because that's the more unusual name, so you can clarify name. Okay. Meshe Ein Rashoy LaHachnis Peirosel B'Shabbes B'Mokhlem Meshe Ein Ayat Sholetes Bo M'Neirov HaChamimus. What did he just say over here? At the Chumra of Tocha. Ein Yad Sholetes. What do we call that in our language? Ein Yad Sholetes is the equivalent of what? Yad Sholetes. Right? Your hand does not rule because it pulls back, it recoils. This is earth shattering. Why this earth shattering? The Rabban is saying that the Chumra of Tocha only applies when it's Yad Sholetes Bo. What that tells us is that the dinim of Shehiya and Achzara apply even what? Even what? Say it. Not Yad Sholetes Bo. A bombshell. Why is such a bombshell? It's against many people. Take a look at Bosai in the Mogen Avraham Sivkot and Tess. Reish Nun Gimel Sivkot and Tess. Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham Sivkot and Tess. It says over here in the Mechaber, V'taner afilu em husak v'kash of v'gvava osur, afilu lismachlo, afilu m'gor v'kotum. That's the next Mishnah. Calls ma'at yatzal letes bo. That's no problemo. Says the Mechaber Avraham, Aval em ein yatzal letes bo mutalit and afilu al gabov b'shabbos. Can mashav v'gemara member with base? There's no cooking. Doesn't prove anything. Chatoyim v'kodim with cooking. Uvagos Mordechai, that's correct. He said it. Daf peyam an aleph. Daf peyam an aleph. So we're gonna find it. This time I had looked it up earlier. So you, whoever has peyam an aleph, you can find it on your own. But I'll find it for you. I found it over here. It's page Lamed Tes, I believe. Lamed Tes. Okay, I remember where I found it. Miu. It's the Lamed Tes, three quarters down the second column. If you have the old edition, a little before Hiksha Rashbam, and it was a Hiksha Rashbam, the next sugya, at the very end of the sugya. Miu, Emenya, Taleres Bosh, Enocham, Kokach, Nire, the Mutta, Lahavshi, Bemokam, Shenyat, Taleres Bo, Ulas, the Pashtita, Gavitana, Vecholdova, Mutta, Kevin, Shenyat, Taleres Boshom. Finished. You put anywhere you want. Anywhere. He says he's saying it's Lush Pashtida Al Gabi Tana, Khodova Mutta came and changed Yatza Ledasham. Something he's saying, now Yatza Ledasham, everything is Mutta. Everything is Mutta. That's how I think the Bhagavad Gita is correct in reading the Agos Mordechai that way.
Does that mean even Tokho?
Yeah.
Isn't that a very Lush Al Gabi?
Yeah.
So why would they say it that way? I mean, why are they
good question. It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question you're asking. He's not discussing Tocha over here, honestly. But he doesn't say that Tocha would be a problem. Seems to say in general, I think the Lamar Avraham is correct within the Hagos Mordechai. But the Rishami seems to say exactly the opposite. Now, more than that, one could argue that the Ramon never agreed with the Bogan Aram. He said Beferish. Calls Machi has to let us smoke. What's he going on? Read the previous line of Mechaber. Afilu Lismoch, Afilu Negor Avakotu, calls Machi has to let us smoke. Rabosai, when it comes to Smicha, you have to say that way. Otherwise, took China is the Soch. There's an ocean in the way. Okay, we are now in Washington Heights till Battery Park. Right? No water in between. So it's considered Soch. Where draw the line? So you have to draw the line when it's no longer Yatzal Lesbo. That's all because it's Soch. But Al Gabo maybe would be also even less than Yatzal Lesbo. So I would say, look at the Gra, Sivkon Tezayin. Gra Sivkon Tezayin, calls Machi as a lettuce bow, Shah Memem Beis, whole story. Yeah, we saw the Rosh yesterday, Kenegat Madura. Yeah, V'yei Shloma. Okay, then he says a whole discussion that Kenegat Madura is far away. I understand what he's saying far away means it's not yet a lettuce bow. That's how I understand that the God understood that. That rush. Oh. Now there are more of both sizes, but fairish that way. But fairish that way. Like me. That's awesome. But the Mishnah Berurah does not want to be mekabel it. Let's first see it in the Mogan Avraham, let's see it in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Sifhei, Rabosai, Sifhei. Yes. I know you're not going to believe it, but I'll tell you it's true. Sifhei, Rabosai. Sif hey. Look very carefully. Watch this. V'yesh matirin with a small lamed hay of the Magen Avraham. V'yesh matirin liten the tok tana she'of bo mivod yom te'me'achash lo t'mina bo rak of bo mivod yom lo nishirak bo rak hevel ma'at v'yein lochosh lebishol. Uvash on the start of the Gamre. V'yesh machmir b'zeh. Watch this now. V'im hachom kokach b'tanash yatzal letters bo osur. What does that mean? What are we talking about until now? Rabosai, black on white. Until now what? No. It's not yatzal letters bo. V'feirish. Black on white. Black on white. Can't argue with black and white, right? Can you? Of course you can. Change the gears. It's the Vilna Gaon Samachay. Yesh Machmir Bazet. Shame! Kein Tzerech Lomar. Shame! Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. The Mishnah Berurah likes the Vilna Gaon. I also love the Vilna Gaon. Who doesn't love the Vilna Gaon? But he changed the gears, so you know I'm not a change the gears affairs. You know you read it from Nona for me. So I'm not going to be a change the gears affair. Let's take a look over here. And Mr. Bury quotes this. Torahs Moshe, Sadi Gimel, Vimachom Kolkach, Tzorach Loma, Shame. Di Lavoch Yafilu Layesh Machmir Shari. V'chein Tzosim Ramol Elasim Beis Ba'agol. We just saw that, but I'm saying it's only Smicha. Sadi Gimel on the bottom. Hagra v'cheinire dilavochi imken yemasha d'ledea machmeres osu b'chol gavni midlesi as was correct v'yein tamazer. Yes, there is v'yik shakein v'prim v'godim eish lavrom sivkotin lamed hey. Take a look at lamed hey. If you can find lamed hey. Okay. Umad mashma kan bago. Af b'chom she'ein has a letters for usher tzorach iin k'tas. Not so bad. Yesh liyashev. You better believe it. V'yein laharach. Granted. So what does he want? And the Magen Avraham just quotes the Ramah as we have it. That's a crime. It's our girsa. All the girsos. There's no other girsa. No, the Gaon changed the girsa. There's no k'sav yad that says differently. I have the fanciest of the Shulchan Aruch over here on the word v'im. Right, that's the key word, correct? V'im, ayin aleph here, ayin aleph, v'im. They don't change any gears. The kitzer, that's what I want to suggest. Okay, really. So you see, klar, it seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that the Yerushalmi is clearly like the Ramo and our Girsa. Only the Chumrah of Tocha requires Yatzal Letters bow. But the Stamdin of Shia Nachzar does not. Quote Agos Moch, you have to say that no, that's a pshat. The Rambam pshat and Rambam is not that way. Rambam seems to say that what did he say? Ain Rasha Lachas Kevos B'Shabbos B'Mokom She'ishlas Bo Rav Chaimus. That's the Yisrael of Tocha, but if it wouldn't be Tocha, what did he say? Ain Rasha Lachas Kevos B'Shabbos Mitzlahakos into the Tocha, but Agava would still be a problem. The Chumah of Agava would still exist even less than Yatzal Letus Bo. The Pshat pshat. And we can also explain Rabbi Osai as follows. They answered, Enachanami, it's awesome. It's awesome. But it's not an intrinsic Isser. That goes, Mordechai is right. Less than Yatzal Letus Bo is no problem. But the Chazanish has a Chumrah. His Chumrah is, Ein los es Echolecha v'yecha toroso v'yodo. That's the Chazanish in Simon Lamed Zayin. We're going to draw the line. You'll put Rabbi, I'll put it in the Tocha only what's less than Yatzal Letus Bo. You can make an experiment every second if it works with. So maybe it's also Mishum Gzeir, a possibility. Yes, sir.
Why would Tocha only be also but Yatzal Letus Bo while Agava would be also even
if not? That's what Ramban said, no fish hable.
But, no, so wouldn't it be opposite?
Oh, no. No fish hable creates the extra chum of Tocha that Achzor is also even if it's group of Tuma. Okay. Rabbi Osai, let us now discuss the Kivega, has three kashas, and then we'll go back to this Rambam, very important Rambam. But I just want to go quickly through the three kashas of the Kivega, we'll go back to the Rambam, and I want to get to the tour. Who has a tour here today? Okay, so we'll see. Okay. Let's see. Let's go quick, though. Is there, you have another Eman Shulchan Aruch, though, right? No. Torah Shabbat Peh.
I didn't
know how to say. Torah Shabbat Peh. Good. Okay. Rabosai, Torah Shabbat Peh. Kivege is Torah Shabbat Chsav. He wrote it down. Okay. Let's read the Mechaber, Reish and Gimel Sif Aleph. The Mechaber quotes two Shitas. Two Shitas. Right? According to the second Shita, when do you need Gorah Pekotim? Let's look at the Lashon of the Mechaber, Rabosai. And the Mechaber quotes the Yesh Omrim, the Mekilim, that we Ashkenazim follow, because it says, V'nogu l'hokol kisvara achrona. Right? So, when do you need Grufa Ktuma? If it's Mavushach, Machaber Nusoy, you don't need it. So when do you need it? When do you need it? Says the Mechaber, the Yesh Omrim, by the Tetzvah of the Magen Avraham, Kol Shizbach, the Machaber Nusoy, and the Spashal, Kol Tzorgah, Mitzavi, Yofalo, Mutal Shol Sagabi Kira. I feel the Huska begavis beats and I feel any Grufa Ktuma. The Huska Grufa Ktuma, the Hesse Kasha Glova, Ella? Shehiska is Basha will give the Macha Ben Dusoy. The Chay? Fachzor. Stop right here. That's what I want to talk about. But look at the Lashna of the Gemara. It's Basha Kamacha Ben Dusoy. Listen carefully. Oh! Shein is Basha called Soko Mestamak Viofalo. What does that mean? When it reached the level of Macha Ben Nusoy, or the level of Kol Tzarko, Mestamak V'Yafalo, then it's Mutter. What impression is conveyed if you're a literalist? If you're a literalist, Rabbi Osai, come on. Then you need two things to be Matarit. This Bashal Kol Tzarko and Mestamak V'Yafalo. And what happened to Macha Ben Nusoy? Gentlemen, will Machal Ben Dusoy be Mutter? Come on. Do you want to be a literalist? No. Only what? Otazo, here's a young Rabbi Kivega in our room. Mamash Rabbi Kivega, sitting here, right in the room. Kivega. Look over Kivega. Mashma, that it's bashal b'macha b'vusoy v'tavshim b'tzavik v'yofalo, osir, kidasarazo. Stop right here. He claims that the Rabbi Chava is like the Balamor. Rabosai, let's turn to the Balamor and see what it says. He tells us on page what? What page did he tell you it's on? Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. I don't know where to find that by us. Okay. Let me read it to you from the Ramban itself, because I found. Balamor, you'll find later. It's in page Mem Dalid, last paragraph on the right by us. Vihine. In the old print, I think it's 10,000 days, I believe. I'll read it to whoever has a new can find it easily. Vihine. You have the old, just try to pick it up. Vihine. Bal Hamor Zal, host of Lanotema Bidvarim, Shuhora, the kolk of machal ben dusoi, ain mashin bekira shenigru fiktuma v'mitzamek v'yafalo. The divrei hakol says the Ramban. Oh, that's exactly what the Rabbi Kivega says, that the mechaber is only matir machal ben dusoi kot hachananya if it's mitzamek v'ralam. Ve'el the divrei tov v'ora toisa tov v'vo. Stacker rank, right? Shekomacha ben Husoy mizbashel umetzamek v'yofalo achi izbashel kotzov umetzamek shabri adam v'tzol chidu yagacholim achi izbashel v'yistak v'yisham yosef v'yosef v'nem v'vushel kotzoko. There's no such case. The case is what's it called? The null set. I used to study math. They use that term still? No set, doesn't exist. So if the Ramban is right, the Kivega's diuk is no diuk. V'yeshomim shekol shen is bashal kol machal ben dusoy, ocean is bashal kol tzokah mitzame v'yafalo. Machal ben dusoy is always mitzame v'yafalo. That's way my way out of the Ramban of the Rabbi Kivega's diuk. Good. That's number one, Rabbi Kivega. One down. The three in a row. I'm so trying to strike out Rabbi Kivega. That's how easy. He has three strikes. He has three horrors here. Number two. Right there. Gabikir Adin. The cost of a Shulchanarach with Pshitus. To blow a gear, the Machab ben Dusoy, Mahani Gruf of Tuma. We saw that, right? Ferish. Ain't a borrower. Why? Masha cost of a rush. Peregimel Simonal, Peshem Rabbeinu Yona. The Madakotani in your test in Avchav. Ain't solen. The Kama Gadeshi Tzolu, Kamacha Ben Dusoi, Asher Ben the Chananya, Ben the Rabbanon, we're Rabbanon Begorov, yeah. Wait, then we call Mokom, Avshu, Gufuk Tuma, Binan Shay Tzolu, we bow Jom, Kamacha Ben Dusoi. For the Katoni of Mas Nisan, Loit and Asher Yigrov, the Chananya, Iri Rak Lechazora, Kimavua Besugyan. What's he saying? That you have to have Machab and Dusoy, even by Gara Fakotum. What's that in response? Do we have is the Balamor open for you? Is it open for you? Hatema Hagodol. We're on the same page, Mem Dal. Hatema Hagodol Shibadibi Ripsa. Shakos of the Peregrishan. Vakama Kadeshit Solu. Om Rav Zera, Om Rav Elo, Om Rav Ma'av, Kamacha Ben Dusoy. Vayin ki Chananya, Azlo. It's going on Chananya. Who the Perim Zed, Docha Diri Chananya. Who Zocha Lo Samishna. Who the Mashikosa Valeo. And Vayin Lo Tam, Vayin Lo Yelo, Lechtov Lanu. The Riff forgot what he wrote in the first peg. Who thinks the Riff forgot what he wrote in the first peg? Raise your hand. He forgot already. He probably went to break in between. So he forgot the third peg what he wrote in the first peg, right?
Right, you're right. Right. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, it is true what he quotes in the Rush. It's true. The Rush said it. We just read it in the Rush. We can see it in the original. It's really from Rabbeinu Yonah, as a matter of fact. Take a look in Perek. What did he say it was? He quoted it from Perek Gimel Siman Aleph. Of course, the Ruif didn't forget what he wrote. Are you kidding me? He doesn't forget anything. We forget. Balamor was very young when he wrote about the Ruif that he forgot. That's Ramban is so angry at him. Who was he? The whippersnapper set up with the Ruif. I think he was 17 when he wrote the Balamor, something like that. Huh?
Yeah. I think
18, yeah. 18. I want to see what people of that age do today. Okay. So to take a look over here, it's in page Chav Zayin, column 2, line 10. The Razazah, the Petobah, or Perikama, Kot the Rabbi Neonazah, Ein Mazeh Timon, Yitzchukai Uparusha, Afil the Rabbanon, Afil the Rab, Osam Estan Viyavolo, Tashmina, Kevan Shenitzolim Ibod Yom, Kamacha Ben Dusoi, Mashkinen also agave grufuk tuma. Okay, what is he saying? Shehiya and grufuk tuma with machal ben disoy, but not solen for a different reason. Solen is different. On both sides, it's true. But according to whom did Rabbeinu Yonah say this, gentlemen? Who did he say it? Who's he defending? Which giant of all times is Rabbeinu Yonah defending? Who? Do we know? Who attacked? Who did Balamor attack? Who's the Rush defending? Who the Rush Paskin? Agabonon. What does Mickey Mega want? He wants, he has a kasha. How could the Mechavim be Mekel? After all, the Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah, Ramach. Yeah, they're Mach according to the Rift. It's the first day of the Mechavim. We're talking about the second day in the Mechava, all the Chananya. I don't understand, is that what the Kasha is? I don't understand why the Shvera Kasha? Yeah. Aside from that, the Rif is, all according to the Rif, the Ran says something even different, which I alluded to a minute ago. Let's see it in the Ran itself, back to page. Where? Where's the Ran quote this Balamor's Kasha? Rav Osai, where is it? Can't find it now. So we're here. He quotes the Kasha. Somewhere here he quotes the Kasha. The Ran asks his Kasha. He gives a different terence. His terence is that Sli is different. Sli is unique. Sli is unique. By Sli, there's no dolphin Kedera Amafsik. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. Reish Nun Dalet Sif Aleph. Give a look. Yeah. Aber mit Sli, aus der Nichol Sama der Chashecha, aus der Chatuye, okay. Second. Says the Rama, V'ein chilek b'zeh, okay. V'ein chilek b'zeh, v'einim hu chalegami on his bashel k'tzas. Mogan Avraham Dalet. Lo igia lemacha ben dusoy shari. Says the Okay, it's the difference between Kedera and Sli. This is the Ran. Now, maybe the Mishnah Berurah tells you exactly where the Ran is, because I just couldn't find it this minute. Take it from me, there's such a Ran. Let's take a look. I mean, it's preparation of it's really the Mechaber. You know, it's a Mechaber, really. I know why it's not. The Ran's in the first Perek. The one that couldn't find it. Vavav and Beis in the old print. My apologies. Vavav and Beis in the old print. Where is it? Bahashta. Where's Bahashta? Bahashta. Logazvina bei page Yud Zayin on the bottom left. Logazvina bei Shem Yichat beGacholim. Yeah. That's some famous shit. It's here, but. Funny some affairish over here that I'd like to. Bekitzer, that's it. So if that terrace exists, you'll even need the Rabbi any on his terrace with the Rosh Chodesh. Bekitzer. Number three Rabbi Kivega. I really have to move. Number three Rabbi Kivega. It's a third hour. A third hour Rabbi Kivega. We have two so far. Right? That it's Balamor, I don't agree with. That it's Usher. Quote the Chananya. You need. If it's less than Malka by the soil of the group of Ktum, I don't agree with that either. The Mechaber Poshim Shad is right. And you can't ask the Kasha from the Rush. A is defending the Rif. Rabbeinu Yonah and Tudoran is a different defense. But now there's one more fascinating question, which we're going to touch on a little bit. Watch this now. Number three. Risi Barajba. The Mistabi Bazan Mahani group of Tumba Bog Bagam and the Sorry. The Dilma Yesh Lama the Yav Dat is Fever Hashin and the Chitri. Will be called Gom Hellish on the Mistabi, the Mahani group of Tumba. The end of the day, Rashba was Mekil. When he has died the Yesh Dayan or Rashba, that's because of the Chidush of Perakama, that you test him in base. Hey, Darmil and Shang did Sam of the Yorba Kura Meish, Vena Tokha, Hashin and Shemi Yogis. A Nuva Rabosai. Not Shemi Yachad, Shemi Yogis. Shem Yechad, if you cover the fire, it helps. You can't stoke the coals if the fire is covered. Shem Yogis, stir the pot, you can stir the pot even on top of a blech. Hiksha Shemai Mahani Mekir Guf Ektuma. Necha Shem Yogis, V'chai B'Shem B'Vashel. V'tirit Shem, V'liyachas in his Bashel Kamacha Ben Rusoi, Eilu B'Shem B'Shem Lain Shem. That's very nice to Rajma. Yemkein Lahach Svorad V'Meila, V'Pogaz V'Macha Ben Rusoi, Lo Mahani Guf Ektuma, Shemchashah Shemi Yogis Mitzavarim! So how's it going to help? Shemi Yogis! What a gewaldig akash! That's a gewaldig akash! The answer of all is we cannot possibly pass in this way. Because the Rashba is l'shitoso that once it's Machab Ben Rusoi, there's no longer a Chiyuv of Bishul. We saw that the Rosh held that way in Simon Yud Alef. But the Machab Paskin is in Simon Shin Yud Ches Siv Dalet. If you have the Mishnah Berurah open up for a minute. Shin Yud Ches Siv Dalid from the Rambam. What does it say? Tashan is Bashal called Sargo Yeshua Shabishal in Mitzane Vimlon is Bashal called Sargo. I feel that it's Bashal come out of the soy Shayach wa Bishal below the Roseach. Whoa! Says the Baruch Afilu. Who does a Rambam? Others disagree. You don't understand it. The Pella beginning. Why on the Rambam? Who argues? The Ramban, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, the Miri, six against one. Yeah. I found later on, Rav Tadadas Yochid. Who holds again? Or Zerua, and the Riva, and others. Sefer Truma, the Smag, the Smak, and Gos Maimini. Woohoo! Six against six. Kopanim, we pass in the Chlamais of the Chumra, that you have to be Machmed even until Mukhul Ushagol Tzarka. There's no way we can be say we pass in Allah Hashem Yogis. It's against the Mishnah. What? It's against the Mishnah. The Machab Ben Nisar is okay. Gufak Tuma. Why? Shem Yogis. Teretz, we're not worried about Shem Yogis. We can't worry about it. We're not worried about it. The Ramban says, Naf Yudches, we're not worried about it. I have one problem with the Mishnah, and I want to get to my last point for today, which is a very, very important point. It's a little complicated, but hang in. It says in the Mishnah that Kasha Gevava is Mutter. Kota Chananim is Machzir. If Hakzor is Shem Yichata V'Gacholim Nicha, there's no Gacholim. It's Kasha Gevava. But if it's Nirekim Mavashel, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it should be also Mishnah Nirekim Mavashel. What must you say? Kash and Gevav, it's a shvach of fire. There's no Nirek of Avash. You must say that. There's no choice. And this leads me to this, the remote we read before. I'll come right back to it again. And this is very complicated. So hang on. Just the last part shouldn't be a little complicated today, but just hang in there, okay? That's that Ramah in Sifhei. Reish and Gimel Sifhei. That's what we said before. We'll read it again. We're reading it again. The Yesh Matirin Tita in the Tochtanish of Mavodyom, the Meyachash Lodino Rak of Mavodyom, Lonishua Rak Hevel Mat, Vein Lochash Libishal, Ashutan the Garmi. The Yesh Machmir Bezeh. Okay, it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef. How do you explain the first Shita? They make you, who said the first Shita? Tell you at the start, who says it? I'll tell you who said it? Who is this Yesh Matirin? Who are these Yesh Matirin? Kolbo. The Kolbo. The Kolbo. Kolbo. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Osai. Sif Kodon Tzadi. Sif Kodon Tzadi. Reish Nun Gimel Tzadi. Tzadi. Haile Shenosin B'Shabbos B'Boker B'Toch Tana Ha'tam Shalim B'Shabbos B'Kadesh Yisrameh. After we talk about Tana Makira, Kaimel and Afil Gorf and Kotam Asur, the Achzir, the Mutter, the Rakal Gabo. Hocha Achashal Titmina Vokhan and the Shabbos. But often about Yom. Ein Bol Namocha Rakhom Muat. Vein Nirekim Avasha Adei Zeh. Ah. You're not Nirekim Avasha Adei Zeh. Yes. Yes. Sadi Peches and Sharatiyot. The av sheish b'chom sheyat letters bo, so he thinks, as the Vilna Gaon thinks. We waited so before, if you're not that way, okay. B'chom b'chom ein derech l'vashem b'tanik hazeh shechom u'rak me'afil esmo. Residual heat. Residual heat. Residual heat. Fair enough. Fair enough. Tell me, the Ramah's making over here, even Hanochel Lechatchila. Is Hanochel Lechatchila Mutter by Kasha Gvovo? I try to make a comparison a little bit between this and Kasha Gvovo. What do you say? Look at Bialocha Sif Aleph, Mutter Lishos. Sif Aleph, Mutter Lishos. What does he say about the Lishos? It says over the Farish in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yimutka Bekashi Begvava, Mutal Lishos Oleho. Says the Be'alocha, V'adin Lahag Zira Fila B'Shabbos, Tike Grufo Ketum Adamya. That's the Gemara Nachlam as I always saw. Yeah, look at the same base, that's only if you didn't put it down. But Anocha is also a Bekasha Gavava. So why is Anocha over here? Yeah, if I want to suggest, when the Ramah quotes the Kolbo, it's the Ramah that she tosses and says, "Bay, it's a bust in a heter." But Hanocha is treated like Hakzara. If that's the case, we shouldn't pass in this way. We were told Lachmir. So now we have to open to the Torah. If you don't have a Torah, we can't follow the rest of the Shia. Who has a Torah? Raise your hand. Not too many people. Not everybody, so we'll put it on the screen. Okay. Raise the gift. The truth is, we're going to look at the Dak and Moshe Ha'oruch. You should have that. You don't have that?
No,
I have it.
It's not on the Bar Ilan.
It's not?
No, it's comparable. It's on Ozer HaKochmah, but I can't find it on here.
It's not on Bar Ilan?
Yeah, I'm not sure what
shot. How can I give Shia today without Bar Ilan and Dak and Moshe Ha'oruch? Impossible. No. I'll take it. I'll read it from the Bar. You look at the Dak and Moshe HaKochmah. I'm going to read from the Dak and Moshe Ha'oruch. Okay? The Kotzer is a edited version of the Oruch. They leave certain important things out. You know what happened? He wrote a whole sefer. Then he found out the Beis Yosef beat him to the punch. He wants to put him to Geniza, he says. But thank God for us, he didn't put him to Geniza. So the editors, 80% is just a repeat of the Beis Yosef. It was so much print. They cut, and left the 20%. But in cutting, they left out another 5% they should have left in. Give you approximate numbers. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Kotten Dal and Dak Moshe Ha'oruch. And let me tell you where it is in the Kotzer in a second. I'm first looking in the Oruch. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Kotten Dal in the Oruch. I have in the back here. It's called O Shiniach Agavi Karka. That's how it starts. This is the Boston Heter, it's all about. It starts with the Boston Heter. Okay? I'm reading to you in the Aruch. For those who have the Kotzer, I can't help you for the moment. I'll just read it to you. So he quotes the whole thing. Then he says, V'chein Kotzer V'kolbo V'hedya. Because V'chein Kotzer V'kolbo V'hedya, after he finished discussing the famous Heter of the Ran. But they're two separate Heterim. What's he talking about? The Ran's talking about Hanoch and the regular Kira. Kobo's talking about what? Shabbo say what? What? A unique case of Mavod Yom. So therefore what? The Kobo's matter only have Zora, and therefore he's Somek on the Ran. Oh, that's the V'chein Kosa. It means V'chein Kosa, the Kobo means that the Kobo is only relying on this Ran with the Yerushalmi, with the Rav, with Boston. If you hold that way, then you can defend the Hanacha L'chatchila of the Kolbo and the Ramo. Otherwise, you can't. That's how I understood the Hemshech HaDvarim, like a Moshach. But the whole head of the Kolbo is hard to understand. It's hard to understand, Rabosai. First, what's the case? Akira Grufa, Rabosai. What does Kira Grufa mean? What does Kira Grufa mean? Look at Mishnah Brewers, have gotten your Dalit. What does Kira Grufa mean? Kisa gacholim, kol gacholim. Okay. Then when he says at the end, no. Well, shahotzi mimenu chutz lekira. What does that mean? Chutz lekira. It means we pass in the grufa. You remove all of the coals completely. Completely against the Balamor that says that you moved it a little bit to the side. Okay? So, the kind of matter of fact, what's the case? Let me show you the Beis Yosef talks about. The Beis Yosef, everybody has. Well, now I take that back. Everyone has a tour has. I have to show you the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef. Whoever the Beis Yosef, please open to the Beis Yosef, please, if you don't mind. Open to the Beis Yosef. I think people bookmark over here, but it's page Chesed. Beis Yosef, Reish Nun Gimel.
think it's towards the end, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it's towards the end. The very end. Okay. Oh, we're at the very end. Okay. One second. Let's start from the word Ulenian. Right, where's Ulenian? Here it is. L'inyan mashenogu b'ksas makomos ha'chzatash toch hatana b'shabas. Yushalmi, the Ran, atkan atamu odel shenogu b'mimol yom b'alach zvir b'shech ha'shecha. Kol shenogu b'mimol shabas mutlach ha'shev p'ilach ha'shev p'ilach ha'shev p'ilach ha'karka. Ap agav, hadak v'lahad l'ki guf v'ktuma. Yeah, ap l'ki rosh ha'ni go guf v'ktuma. Kubach v'sigur b'gets of etzim ha'fil l'gor v'kotum nekom ha'dapol g'osu ma'sizuni. Yeah, so how do they do it? In other words, even with the Ran's head there, has to be covered. My Rebbe said, you can take it, put it in the fridge, and put it on a blech. With no blech, no blech, you're stuck. All the Ran said, ah, hanachah, is like the Gemara's Achzorah. But you still have to have the covered fire. Otherwise, it's also no matter what. And they did it probably in, what should we say, in Tzfat? The Tzfat they had there? I mean, Tzfat, Tzatz Makoimus, what Makoimus was referring to, that they apparently put it into the oven without Guf Tumah. How can that be? Yeah. Shalomah. The Tana Didan Lakira Dami. Okay, fine. The Kaman. The Bishoshim Akzirim Bahem. Amabu Gecholov. Oh, by the time they put it back on Shabbos, the coals have. What's the right word? Weakened. Or they begin to be somewhat extinguished. Havle kigal and fekotum. Could I mean it be Gemara? Gemara? Maybe it means kitma or hoover, I don't know. When we come back home, mashma the awesome mission of the atka la shara be Gemara. Rabbi Osai, I'm just reading again over here. One second. Let's read again. Watch this. Thinks it's still awesome. Achal Hashem v'gemar la'achal al-gabekira av'lo v'tocha, and it has to be hot, and David is cold, and Yerushalmi is wrong. Three strikes. He says that we pass it against Yerushalmi, but I have a different head. The kolbo, oh, the kolbo. Or new head, the white knight, the kolbo. What does he say? V'tana shalonu din chazara boke din hakira grufa Faktuma v'yachashot tziyumi mena ha'paso panada kugel shenisha v'ksas hevlo ad l'mochev shalom ha'shum mutlodos b'tocha panadish l'schamem shom b'yoso hevel ha'muo t'shebo shereen shom chashash chidu klal shere gerfu mi b'erev v'afilu lo kitmo arenis aklu v'kol kol g'chol v'en tzorch l'ishdo v'en shoye k'shem g'cheles klal. Different words, a whole different kolbo. There's no calls there. Almost no calls. Right? Almost. Almost no calls. Almost no calls. A little bit strange. Almost. Maybe it's a different gear, sir. The gear says, Avol, not Dain Tzorach. Avol Tzorach. At the bottom, that's a better gear, sir. Avol Tzorach. Okay, no calls, no calls. Avol Ibi no kibet is there. Why? There we have a Machzirin. What's the next word? Magzirin, I feel the Bishabis. Pirish Rashi, I feel the Yom Machos. Lefise, I feel the Machos on Shor Lachs, the Kiri Gufak Tumah. For Lo Batanu Klal. That's what the Kobo says. Have the Pirish Rashi, Yesh the Pakbek. Vechein Nira Vadid, on Nostra Chacham, the Vail of Shiurin. Period. Oh, the question is, what's the Kobo said? It's classic Goruf Akotu. Classic Goruf. Here's the Beis Yosef. Also, he has the shekotz of a kolbo nireh shein dvorav amurim elavish acher shotziu a pas or a panada.
on Friday. Lo chimemu od. The cave and the offer on Friday. Also they have on the day. When you plan to put things there on Shabbos as well, nafish havle v'yosel says toch a panash l'chanim. I feel him garfu to mefurish gemara toch asaser. Stop. So we just solve the technical problem. The main source of the technical problem. How is this better than garuf? Simple. Typical garuf. If you wanted to have heat things up tomorrow, you just pull the coals out. It shouldn't be a chater. Here, no. You took the coals out. You had no intention of heating up tomorrow. Oh, it's a little residual heat. So, all right, we'll make it a little bit hot. That's the only thing that the cover was matter. That's all. That's all. Fine. That's all. So it's kasha gavava is something similar. Naravos had the Mishnah Brewers have cotton tzadi. We only have 10 minutes to go. I'll try to do as best we can. Siv cotton tzadi. Sivkaton tzadi. Lita letoch. Heine shenos and b'shavas avokah b'toch atana atashon b'shavas nes yischamen. Nav shebetoch atana v'kir yitkaimel nafil l'gorah p'kotom asur. Lach sedein and muter rak al gabo just saw the Gemara. Hocha. Acha shalot mitmidu b'chamel l'shavas rak ofma b'ojom. That's the way you saw it. You didn't plan to use it for Shabbos. Ein bo l'mocha rak chol muat. V'ein nirikim avash la'edei zeh. Not done yet. Umashma dim haya tome bo chame bi be'erev the nefesh havle the tana haya osu bit bo boka tapshal shen is bashal kede is chame kozu la koma aber badake moshe b'chein b'ra mo el siv beiz b'ago muchach the noagim lahogil lahavz al atoch atana b'chol gavni el shem esayim shom tov lach. This is the bust in the heter. Tell me, the bust that was b'toch atana? Did the Ran say l'toch atana? I ask you a question. Did the Ran say the Torah Tana? You're supposed to see every 100 times. Let's see the Ran ourselves twice. Or a time. Let's see. Did the Ran say the Torah Tana? Could the Ran say the Torah Tana? Come on, Rabosa. This is the famous Ran. The famous Ran, Rabosa. The famous Ran. Some of the infamous Ran. Page. Oh, I lost it. What page? Nun. Page Nun or Yud Zayin. Umiyu. Big, big Umiyu. Prishami Mashiach Nechol Plukta. Listen to the all these distinctions upon what? Sumeria Gabe Kiro Be'er Shabbos Hoyech Zion Hashem 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 Hashem. Well, if he's there, the last few narrow lines on the left. Daka, but not to be both yo, who the machmina. Aba, not to be shecha shecha, fila nicha gabi kaka, muta lahach zero. Lahach zero where? Lahach zero where? Of course, al gabo, not tocha. Tocha, forget about it! Rav Chelbo said, tocha is also even real achzara, kavachoma, the fake achzara. Hanukkah, which Iran calls Achzara, which Rishami supposedly calls Achzara. No way that the Ramah could be mad at Betocha. How in the world could the Mishnah Brewer write what he wrote? How could dare the Mishnah Brewer write be mad at Betocha when all the Ramah said was that Hanukkah is like Achzara? It's an impossibility, Rabosai. Oh, comes along that let's look at the Mogan Avram said cotton lamed hay. Please. Sivkot and Lamed Hey, look in the Magen Avraham. Sivkot and Lamed Hey, Magen Avraham. V'yesh Matirin. Zelo Shodake Moshe. Kosev, I both say it's all here. Has everyone ever Magen Avraham? You all have? Kosev, Beis Yosef. Nogu lahachzev chuli. U'mikom gamash v'diyosu, d'davka agama shorim. Havlo l'tocha. As we just read. V'nireh. The bedover shadayin cham ein lochesh kolkach. For divrei beis Yosef ein ele bedover tzone. For chen aminik beinei. This is all the Daka Moshe. Chen aminik beineinu bedover tzone. For noag in hetze bedover cham shotziyah benatanu. Kedivrei haran. Umashachilik beis Yosef ben al gavol tzocha. Zelo kedivrei haran. Hozelo what? Mi divrei Aran? Zelo nizka be divrei Aran. Correct. And she beis Yosef chilek meyatzmo came. V'yashad lo svira la lechalek b'ho, u'puk chazim yam adabar. End quote Dr. Moshe. Rebbeinu shel olam. He said, the Radin said, the beis Yosef said it on his own. The Gemara said it. The Gemara said it. The Gemara said it. Pilei ploim. The Magaram has a kasha. But Sarah here has a few lines. The Ram of Kosev Hetaze Elok Shenicha Gabi Kaka. To have it Tchilas Atmana means she Hanocha. Kevin Shabbos Shabbos. Avinyan Heta Tocha? Lo Mahani Zeh. It can't possibly work. It can't possibly work. Zeh Dasa Machmir. Yesh Machmir Mazeh. The Ramah is impossible. It's against the Mefurashi Gemara. So the Magaram understood. I can't blame the Mishnah Tzadi. That's how the Magaram understood the Ran, but it's impossible. But it's impossible, Rabos. But it's impossible. Push it, impossible. Oh. Now, Rabosai, if you look carefully, though, in the this is even in the regular Dakei Moshe. The regular Dakei Moshe has it. With where can I find it here? They have a green. Is it Dalit?
It'll go to the same page anyway.
What just happened? Wait, I was anybody wrong. Start again. What? I'm gonna find that commotion. Start again. Sorry for this delay. I can't understand why it's true. Here we go. Okay. This is what he quoted. Right? Is this the Magen Avraham quoted? Ad Kan. Right. Now what's it going on? It's going on the Beis Yosef. Ches. Where's the Ches? How am I going to find Ches? Something's wrong here with the... No. Let me see. Back. Rabosai, he's not discussing, I said my punchline, I have no time to finish it. He doesn't mean the Ran, the Boston Ran. It means a different Ran, which is quoted. Because the Beis Yosef quotes another Ran. Same place. Watch this. Watch this. Oh! We left off, right? We left off over here. Haran. After the show, that's a panadish, agabekiro, agabekise, barzo, kosher mitzan, viralo, shadavim, ochiach, shenanasa, elbishul, shishanem, afagad, lobrol, and a terror. That's, so the Ran is the one that said that because you don't cook this food in this spot. That's the Ran that the Ramah is relying upon. Not the Yerushalmi Ran. No. Not the Ran Yud Zayin, Ran Yud Tes. And in respect to that Kula, there's no distinction in Shas between Tocha and Agaba. That's why it can even work with Tocha. It can even work for Tocha. That's what it means. Otherwise, it doesn't really read straight. Yes, it's true. The Beis Yosef, even within this Ran, watch this. Af al gav lo brole hetera shanos shu b'chama ha'esh mamash ava b'chai gav lo brole ha'esh mamash uav shu b'chit le d'shori u'mikom agom. So in this heter, Rabosai, in this heter, the Beis Yosef says, no. The Beis Yosef says, quotes the Gemara, it's all based on Svara, Kevan Shadakal Le'Ofus Shem, where are those words?
Kevan shadak al yafal sham. Where are those words? Somewhere. I'm not finding it. So the Beis Yosef says he doesn't like the heter. Afal pikein, we don't follow the Beis Yosef on that. But both say the Beis Yosef's answers in the case was derech lefel sham, and there are more than be molded by derech lefel sham. Answered the Magen Avraham's kasha. He understood that the Magen Avraham is relying on the Rishami, the Garan. We're explaining he's relying on a different Ran, the Ran that we just saw about the panadish. You don't cook panadish on that particular surface. I don't know if you follow what I just said. The two different Rans. But the Ran assumes it means the Ran of the Rishami. He says then it can't be. What do you mean the Beis Yosef didn't mention it? The Gemara mentioned it. Tochas Asa. There's the other Ran, the Ran which says over here that if you don't make. Many call the Rashba, and he says, I have a better heter. Now the Be'er Locha didn't like that heter. The Beis Yosef didn't like that heter Bechlal. But I think the Ramah helps from the heter. That's what he was relying upon. Above site, Mitzvah, we will continue on Sunday. Sunday, she is going to be on Skype. In this room, correct?
In this room, probably.
This room at 11:30.